part of running a political campaign means breaking the population into groups, targeting some communities by emphasizing certain issues. Supporting women's access to contraception, for example, means a politician might be targeting the vote of young unmarried women. But this can get problematic when politicians target the Latino vote. KUNC's Ponzi Rutsch explains.
The first difficulty comes when a campaign tries to determine the identity of the voters it's trying to target.
Everybody has this really complex, multifaceted identity.
Celeste Montoya is an associate professor in the Women and Gender Studies Department at the University of Colorado Boulder. She studies what motivates people to become political activists.
So the Latino community is this pan-ethnic identity that talks to people who come from very different countries. There's variation in terms of relationship with Spanish. You know, there's socioeconomic, education, gender, sexuality, all of those things.
In other words, it's impractical to speak to the average Latino because Latinos are just as diverse as the rest of the U.S. population.
There's all kinds of criticism anytime that a particular group or an individual says that they're speaking for an entire demographic.
That's Martin Meraz Garcia. He's an associate professor in Chicano education at Eastern Washington University. Both he and Montoya agree that this type of generalization can get Latinos to be more politically active. Take immigration, for example.
The anti-immigration rhetoric isn't just necessarily aimed at immigrants. It's manifested in these really anti-Latino ways.
Montoya points to the debate in Arizona over identification requirements. Even if the intention was simply for everyone to carry proof of citizenship, it encouraged suspicion of Latino people. Since citizenship and immigration policies tend to target Latinos, these are the things that tend to unify Latinos politically.
They tend to be much more pro-immigration than any other ethnic group, maybe with the exception of Asians.
Angel Saavedra Cisneros studies political science at the University of Texas, Pan American. He says that the problem with a campaign focusing solely on immigration is that it's not the only thing Latinos think is important.
Latinos care about other issues, right? The economy, number one, most of the time, right? So I'm just generalizing right now. But they care mostly about the economy. They care about jobs, care about education. And then immigration pops up as third, fourth, or fifth.
But calling for education or employment reform doesn't automatically make you conservative or liberal. It's how you wish to reform these areas. And generalizing that all Latinos care about is immigration overlooks these nuances and might make a campaign that targets Latinos less effective. Which Latinos are they targeting exactly?
But when we do studies with specific populations, you get really different results. So Latinos in California react differently than Latinos in Texas. They have different views. They have different values. It's like comparing a gun owner in Colorado to a gun owner in Vermont to a gun owner in Texas. They have very, very different views on other things.
Yet there are strategies that do seem to work on most Latinos.
The moment you throw Spanish at them, it says, okay, you're all the same, so start feeling like that. And if it sounds weird, it should. Even if they can't understand it, they have an emotional reaction to it.
To these researchers, there's a bit of a feedback loop happening here. Target the Latinos, and they tend to rally as a more unified group, which makes them easier to target, which makes them unify even more. And it keeps immigration front and center as the issue that all Latinos supposedly care about.
We're certainly overlooking issues of education, unemployment, prison reform, issues that deeply affect the Latino community and, of course, other minority groups.
Garcia admits that even with the generalizations, targeting Latinos feels kind of empowering. It says that politicians recognize the Latino population's power in the U.S.
It's a sign of the influence that Latino as a group is having in politics. So I'm encouraged by that, not bothered by it.
The question is, can Latino groups use that power to shift the conversation to other issues, issues that aren't immigration? And if so, Celeste Montoya wonders if politicians will be willing to pay attention.
When we talk about Latinos, our Latino community, it should be Latino communities. If we recognize that, we have a much more accurate representation of reality, and then candidates will be more successful, right, if they're not reducing things down to single dimensions.
For KUNC, I'm Ponzi Rutsch.